Welcome to the, what's this called?
Married with Channel.
Married with Channels podcast. I'm Moose.
I'm Jody.
Husband, wife, teen talk, and TV. And not for a while.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Some fun life stuff. Me with a persistent cough.
Yeah.
Oh, and possible flooding.
Yeah.
Not that it actually happened.
I had a big birthday in there, you know, busy.
Yeah.
We've been busy.
Your big birthday. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So we have some stuff to catch up on. Game of Thrones final episode.
Yeah.
Maybe a little Barry, maybe some Killing Eve.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Let's get to it then.
Game of Thrones, the final episode.
Yep. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I don't know if I really want to talk that much about it. It's kind of a letdown.
Agree.
Kind of anticlimactic, kind of... I mean, it wasn't super bad. I set my expectations really low. Like, couldn't be any worse than Sopranos finale low.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that because I'm still angry about that. I invested a lot of time in that show.
Yeah. But it's
same with this one though. You invest a lot of time and you kind of expect a certain finale, I guess.
You know what's funny is I saw just a brief clip
of
an early episode. This is when Ned Stark was still alive.
Okay.
And instantly I was reminded of just how good those early through 6 seasons episodes were.
Mm. Prior, you know? Like when they ran out of material, it just kind of tapered off there.
Well, even before they ran out of material, it was a little But definitely after they, you know, the books ran out, the TV show kept going.
Yeah, this was a weird ending. There was no excitement. Like even after it was decided that, you know, spoiler alert, Bran was going to be king, just in case you live under a rock and you have not heard that yet.
We don't need to do that. Okay. We're almost 2 weeks away from it. There is no spoiler.
We're super late. Okay, got it.
It's, you know, I'm not necessarily upset with how Jon killed Daenerys. And my only issue with that scene is I think that should have been later in the episode. I would have liked to have seen a little more scrapping and, you know, tussling between Daenerys, her people, Grey Worm, etc., and the North. Like, I thought Sansa would be more... I thought there'd be more of, like, a clash between Sansa and Daenerys.
Sure.
That never really happened.
No.
And it just ended up... Shoot, about 20 minutes into the episode, Jon kisses Daenerys and shoves a blade in her heart.
Yeah. You know what I didn't like about that scene is... You know, afterwards when the dragon's mad and he torches the actual Iron Throne.
Yeah.
I was like, how are they not burning up in that? The radiant heat.
Oh, yeah.
For that to melt the Iron Throne. Like, that logic bothered me.
No, yeah, you're right. I mean,
it's like,
maybe because. No, you're right, ultimately, but yeah. There's a couple things logically that don't make sense. Like, for instance, when Tyrion goes down into the cellar?
The jail?
No.
Like, he's already been arrested, or no?
No, the basement. Tyrion goes down into... This is beginning of the episode, when he's walking through King's Landing, kind of with his...
Oh, down to the rubble, and
he finds Cersei and Jaime. Dude... There's a good couple thousand tons of brick that fell on them. They would be a pile of mush.
And yet
their faces are barely scratched. And I get it, it's TV and it's drama, but coming from a creative / putting myself in the shoes of the producer, writers.
Yeah.
You know, you just have him pull a brick over and there's the gold hand.
Sure.
Done.
We
get the point.
It bothered me, but I think that leaves it open-ended. I think then that leaves people to speculate, like, well, what if he didn't really die?
I don't think so.
They only found his hand.
They've done that a lot of times with a lot of characters. Like Stannis Baratheon, you know, it's very much implied that Brienne, you know, struck him down. but we never saw the actual strike.
Sure.
We never saw the body.
He
was
also
just slumped over on a tree, and Brienne came by and was like, I'm going to kill you now.
Anyway, what? I also didn't like how, you know, she apparently destroyed the city, you know. Mm-hmm. But here's this clear walk path for them to walk right through, right to where they need to go. There's no, like, obstacles in the way. There's no, like, roadblocks. It's like somebody came and cleaned up their exact, you know, yellow brick road to the...
I get what you're saying. You know what I think the reasoning is there? I think the plume and the power of the dragon fire, like, just pushed everything to the side, you know?
Mm.
Kind of like if you open up a fire hose on a pile of leaves.
Sure.
It's not going to fall down in the middle. It's going to go off to the sides. That'd be my reasoning for that. But, you know, we could probably poke a lot of holes in, you know, physics that weren't right or logic that wasn't there.
Sure.
But ultimately, it just kind of was kind of a letdown. Just kind of a... It seemed like they peaked in this episode right when, you know, Jon stabbed Daenerys and Drogon grabbed Daenerys' body and flew away.
Yeah.
Then after that, it's just like, it's a bunch of talking. We're doing bureaucratic things, a couple attempts at humor with the council meeting.
Yeah, it was like business as usual. La-da-da-da-da. Here we are. It's Wednesday in the break room. You know,
right. But I did like how they ultimately decided how the king would be chosen. It would be, well, it'd be chosen. It wouldn't be birthright, bloodlines. It would be the council meets when it's time for a new king or queen and they vote.
I thought it was great when Samwell Tarly brought up like a hint of democracy and they all like laughed at him. And, you know, it's like, is it funny because it's kind of a knock on democracy and how absurd that is, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, I like that. That was a good little splash of humor there.
Yeah, and it wasn't super loaded with humor. They had this staying in the council meeting. What's his name?
Yeah.
Sansa's uncle.
Was that their uncle? Did we ever figure out?
Yeah, he's the uncle. You know, he stood up and was like, I should be king. And Sansa's like, sit down.
I know.
And then he bopped his sword on the post. And
that was funny. And I was like, oh, she told him.
But I don't know the Bran being king thing. I don't know if, you know, Tyrion's reasoning was, and by the way, why is Tyrion getting a say?
Yeah.
He's in handcuffs. Grey Worm's like, shut up, you're not talking.
Yeah, like, why is he the voice that everybody listens to? I don't understand that at all.
Well, I know, especially considering he led Daenerys into some really bad advice over the last 2+ episodes.
I mean, Sansa knows him. They were married, right?
Right.
And
technically.
I think she believes that at heart he's a good guy. And I don't doubt that, but it's like, I still don't know why he has such power there.
I think everybody just thinks that Tyrion is a smart guy, very clever, who's had maybe a bad run recently. But Bran's, you know, his reasoning was that Bran's got all the stories and it's about stories. And yeah, okay, but, you know, these other people have really good stories too. Arya, she's got good stories. Sansa's got good stories.
Yeah.
Jon friggin' Snow.
Yeah, so, I mean, and Sansa became the Queen of the North and her brother is the king of everything else. Right? They're like going to remain separate.
Yeah, he's the king of the six
kingdoms. Mm-hmm.
And the north is like...
all hers.
Yeah, the north is like, you know, international waters.
Okay.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense. That's not right. But,
and also, like, let's talk about everybody's ending, because I didn't like how Jon just went off to be a wildling. Like, what? Okay.
Yeah, it seemed like he should have had a better finish. I would, you know, I think a good twist, yet satisfying, kind of what people want, as a viewer, like everybody wants Jon Snow to be the king, right?
Yeah.
I think a good twist is he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. But then the council meets and is like, no, you're the king. We're making you the king. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe he's like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And he's also doubly convinced because they're going to say it's not about bloodline. It's mm-hmm. about choice. It's mm-hmm. about who's right. And this is how it's going to be from now on. Because he could be totally about, yeah, I'll be the king because that makes sense to me. Not because I'm, based on my heritage, rightfully the heir to the throne. But the fact that he's just like, yeah, you're sentenced to the wall. That's busted wide open. What's the point of a wall yeah. anymore? Well, why is there even a, what are they called? Night guard?
Night watch. Well, they don't even need it anymore because they killed the White Walkers. Like, wasn't that the whole point? That was their defense system against yeah. them?
Yeah. But it's like, why is there a Night's Watch anymore? If anything, it should be pared down to like a couple hours a day's watch, you know, because there's a big ass hole in the wall. Yeah. There's no more White Walkers.
Maybe they rebuild the wall.
But then they say it took like 100 years to build that wall or something.
I don't know.
Took a shitload of time.
Probably, but...
Yeah, but so he wanders off into the forest with the wildlings, and I guess they're going up north. But it just seemed like you could have done better with the Jon Snow character.
Yeah.
He didn't even have to be king.
Yeah,
but there could be more there.
Sure.
I don't know what that is, other than he is actually convinced that he should be king, and, oh yeah, once you're done being king, we're going to elect somebody. This council.
It's almost like, too, by having him kill Danny, they're like, well, we got to have him do something heroic because that's what people expect, you know?
Yeah. But again, that was heroic. But I think it should have been later in the episode.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like Arya's ending either. Like, oh, I'm just going to go west. What's west of Westeros?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to go find out. Okay. So she's like backpacking through Europe now or something. I don't know.
Yeah, she's going west. But the, what would you rather have, that or the end of the last episode, you know, when the King's Landing gets burned down? She just gets on the horse and rides off, and that's all you see of her. Like, she's gone. She just rides away.
Oh, I don't know.
I think she should have been involved somehow with Daenerys and that. Again, if they had drawn that out a little bit into more of the Daenerys army versus the North, kind of at least mm-hmm. a squabble,
mm-hmm.
you could have incorporated Arya in there somehow. Well, maybe she goes in to take out Daenerys, ends up killing Grey Worm, whatever.
Sure. Like, they kind of... You just wanted more bloodshed. Is that it?
No. I just wanted more. I wanted more for these characters.
More conflict.
I think Arya peaked when she killed the Night King.
Yeah.
But I think there's still something there you could have done with her. Jon Snow definitely could have done more with. Sansa, probably a little bit more.
Yeah. It's almost like you kept those characters in to keep people guessing and not really reveal it until the very end. Yeah. You know?
It's just,
which. You can do that, but maybe in a different way.
There just should have been, they spent all these seasons with these characters, and
yeah.
they all had such rich, interesting ups and downs. Jon, Arya, Sansa, you know, I'm trying to think of a non-Stark character.
Tyrion.
You know, but they just kind of whimpered away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very kind of slow pace at the end there, too.
Yeah.
As well. It was like, oh, business as usual. There they were at the table, like, making decisions. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
This seems like it should have been a scene on the cutting floor to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess if I had to, you know, surmise my feelings on the finale for Game of Thrones, it was a fine finale. It just wasn't up to par with what the show was.
Agree. Yeah.
Like,
and I tried not to hype it up in my own mind because sometimes that happens, and then I'm disappointed as yeah. well. But I tried not to. I tried to, you know, just kind of go where the episode takes me, you know. But I didn't like where it took me.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Bran's the king.
Yeah.
Sansa's the queen of the north.
Yep.
Arya's off on a ship. Grey Worm's off going back to Missandei's home turf with the Unsullied. And Jon Snow's off into the forest.
Yep.
Right. Were there any extras, any minor characters?
Oh, probably the guy that... was that this episode when Grey Worm beheaded those Lannister soldiers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably that guy.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the guy because he's like... about to get his shit cut open with a knife. And Jon Snow's like, no. And even Ser Davos was like, no.
Yeah.
They've already lost. What more do you want?
Yeah.
And even Jon's like, essentially, all right, I'm going to go talk to the queen. And Grey Worm's like, mm-hmm. Cuts throat.
Yeah.
But that guy on his knees, poor guy.
Yep. That was my extra.
So, in a nutshell, Game of Thrones series finale.
Eh.
Yeah, it's fine. Just not, it wasn't the, oh, wow, what a great finish.
Right, like, I didn't get that, like, I'm so glad I stuck this out.
Yeah.
It really paid off.
Daenerys got it stuck in.
Oh, yep, she's dead now.
Let's move on to Barry.
All right.
Series finale, speaking of Barry, season finale, I should say. It's not series finale.
Okay.
I thought that was a really good end. I thought that compared to Game of Thrones, as far as finales, granted, one's a season, one's a series finale. I thought it was much better.
Sure.
I like that that Barry's... I like it when he snaps and he just goes... He just like... He doesn't kind of sort of kill. It's like... Kill, 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 kill.
Yeah, like in the monastery.
Yeah.
And he's just going after Fuchs with all the rage. Yeah. And it's interesting. He is skilled at what he does.
Totes.
What was interesting about that scene for me is when he walked back through and he realized that he had killed his protege, and he felt bad. Like you could see.
Yeah.
He was quite shaken by that and upset.
I thought that Chechenian guy was going to give him a fight.
Oh, but yeah.
Essentially, poor guy was like, oh, hey, Barry. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was kind of sad. But interesting that Barry planted the Chechenian pin in the trunk.
That is smart thinking.
So, is that laying it on Hank?
Yeah.
Or is that just kind of... Is that just to lead the police to the Chechnyans?
It's to lead the police down that trail of, you know, Chechnyan gang violence, you know? And I don't know, was that a foreshadowed thing with Janice? Like, did she ever mention that she was working a case with the Chechnyans?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that was a thing.
Okay.
But
I must have imagined. But yeah, smart thinking, planting that pin.
Yeah, and I didn't... I saw the shot where Fuchs whispered into Jean's ear.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't hear that audio, right? It was just kind of implied that he told him Barry did it.
In the previous episode, we could not hear that audio. In this episode, Jean was laying in bed after, you know, he'd been in jail. He'd been held by police and questioned, mm-hmm. and you know, he was still like suffering. I cannot talk today. I'm really tired too.
Yeah.
He was suffering from some shock from seeing Janice's body like that. And he was kind of flashing back to that vision. And so he was kind of shell shocked. And his son came and picked him up from jail and took him to his home and kind of tucked him in bed and gave him some tea or some soup or something, you know, and he flashed back to that scene where he could hear and we could hear what Fuchs whispered into his ear.
I guess I was just thinking of the end of the second to last episode where he whispered something, but we didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
The Sally thing, her play.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Why do you suppose she changed that? Is it?
I think that her nervous anxiety, because you see her, it's this opening night. There's a lot of pressure for her to perform, and you see her just getting more and more and more agitated. Hmm. And I think that that just kind of bubbled out in everything she wished she had done and said.
Okay.
You know, kind of led her to take that power back, I guess, in that moment.
My theory is I do agree that, you know, she was, there was some anxiety, some scaredy cat going on there.
Yeah.
But I think part of it, at least a small part of it, is she, based on Barry's last performance of that scene and him getting that sweet movie audition, I think part of her didn't want Barry to shine.
Ah,
and to get that, again, that adulation. Because remember, they rehearsed that scene and everybody's like, wow, that was great.
I don't know, because when she finished it this time, wasn't she like, oh my God, what did I do? Immediately. And then like she gets swarmed and kind of all the fame that she's been looking for, and her and that other girl kind of give each other the look like, what are we gonna do?
Mm.
That's not what we planned, right? You know?
Yeah, maybe it was kind of a spur of the moment thing, but I think part of her, at least subconsciously, didn't want Barry to shine.
Hmm.
Especially during her performance, her show.
Mm-hmm.
Her scene. But so what? It ended with Barry killing everybody and Fuchs getting away.
Everybody but Esther, remember?
Didn't she died. She was like the first one killed.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, because Barry shot her with the, we found out later, the Chechenian bullet.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
And then the Chechenian guy arrived and saw the shell.
Yes.
And it was the Chechenian bullet, and he thinks Hank did that. And so he's like, yeah, right. Cool, Hank. Good job.
Huh.
But kills everybody. Fuchs gets away.
Yep.
Good. I thought it was a good season finale.
Yeah, I liked it. I think it, you know, it does a good job of kind of a mix of everything. There's, you know, the drama, you get kind of sucked into some of the emotional stuff, and there's that excitement of watching Barry do his thing, mm-hmm. you know, and just good stuff there. I thought it was a good ending as well.
Yeah. Now I wonder if the investigation will touch on Barry at all.
Yeah.
You know, now we'll be looking forward to next season, whether Gene believes Fuchs as far as Barry did it.
Yeah.
Or if it's, I'm just thinking about, like, why would he say that? And it's like, well, the fact that Fuchs, who Gene doesn't know, mentioned Barry Berkman, so random, but I don't know.
I think that Fuchs did that out of jealousy and spite, because...
Oh, he totally did.
Yeah, and I don't... I think that Fuchs apparently already knew Barry's name, though, because he talked to him on the phone before they went to the woods.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So it's not like, and he said he was a private investigator, so he had probably been investigating the people around Gene, and,
sure,
you know, that could probably easily be explained, how he knew his name.
Yeah. No, that could be. But, you know, looking forward to next season.
Yeah.
Probably.
It'll be interesting because, you know, Barry's kind of had that, he's tried to have that father-son bond with Gene.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see if that changes, if Gene is suspicious of Barry. Or that seed's kind of planted in his brain, if that will alter that and he'll have to go back to Fuchs.
Well, I mean, if I'm Gene, and I'm divorcing myself of of the knowledge I have, yeah. I'm putting myself in Gene Cousineau's shoes.
Yeah.
You know, and that guy tells me Barry did it. And he's, by all accounts, a private investigator. And, you know, you flash back to the cabin. You know, she went missing overnight while Barry was there staying at my cabin.
Yeah.
I know Barry's a killer. He's told me he's killed in cold blood in Afghanistan.
Sure.
It's not a stretch to to make that a possibility.
Sure.
Well, you want to go to Killing Eve?
Oh, all right. Yeah. A 2 weeks worth, probably? I don't know. Or just talk about
touch on the finale.
Okay.
So tired. So the Killing Eve season finale.
Yeah.
Again, outdoing Game of Thrones, I think.
I know, right? That one was crazy.
I was curious. I think we always come back to the theme of this show, at least for me, is the interesting relationship between Eve and Villanelle.
Yeah.
And it, you always kind of wonder, like, hey, where is this going?
Yeah.
But we'll get to that in a little bit.
Sure.
Did you have any idea that Aaron, is that the billionaire software guy's name? That he was, like, killing people?
No.
Right?
I mean, I thought he was weird.
Thought he's a weird, maybe a fledgling psychopath.
Yeah, like, and, you know, kind of a...
narcissist.
What's that movie back in the day with one of the Baldwins and where he watched Sharon Stone?
Oh, Sliver.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Like, maybe he just likes to watch them. I don't know. Well, it's weird and creepy, but...
I had no idea. They built up a good... rationale for him in that he didn't trust her.
Yeah.
You know, when they had dinner at his house, him and his sister and Villanelle / Billy, you know, it was the whole philosophy argument. And then she smacked him with a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think up until that point, he did not trust her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it was still, even after he bought her that expensive dinner, I still got the feeling he was feeling her out, trying to see what she's about.
Sure. Like she's some intriguing creature to him. Yeah.
And I just, that's what I kind of wrote off the hidden cameras and Sliver action, is he was watching her to see if she was, you know, a corporate spy or, you know.
Yep.
But, no, it's interesting. I like that I didn't really... I didn't have a clue that he was, you know, killing people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I like that because did not see that coming. You know, with the utmost humility, I kind of not surprised, you know.
What surprised me also with that is kind of his level of intelligence there, like. By the time Eve came, because Villanelle said the safe word, by the time Eve came, did he already know who they all were because she told him? Or did he figure it out? You know what I mean?
Oh,
I think
Aaron?
I missed that one. Yeah.
I don't think he figured it out.
She told him who they were?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he seemed surprised when Eve came in to the dining room.
Okay.
But the Villanelle Eve relationship, the fact that Villanelle didn't shoot, what's his name, and let Eve kill him with the axe.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's trying to see if she's just like her.
Yeah.
She thinks she is.
Yeah.
And Eve kind of is.
Yeah, she definitely has some of those traits, but she does not enjoy, or at least she doesn't seem to enjoy the trauma and the killing. Like when remember how much trouble she had coping with it when she stabbed Villanelle? So it's almost like she's the good version of her. Like they are the same in a lot of ways, but Villanelle is just evil. She kills people and she does not feel bad about it.
Yeah, I think Eve is... still in denial. I think she probably is a psychopath, but she's not she still has the shreds of humanity and empathy that comes with not being a psychopath.
You can be a psychopath and not be a cold-blooded killer. Like, a lot of people have that personality.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean they go on a killing spree and, you know, murder their parents and stuff like that. You can definitely be a psychopath and not go down an evil path, you know?
Yeah. The Hugo shooting, you know, Eve's MI6 partner out there.
Yeah, the young kid in the hallway.
Was that staged?
Yeah.
He wasn't actually shot, right?
I don't believe so, but if he was, Carolyn came and cleaned it up, you know, took care of him. Yeah.
Whisked him away.
Yep.
So this was this all kind of like a, it was a, not a test for Eve, but they were trying to get, she said as much, they wanted Villanelle to kill him.
Yeah, like they are using them and their dynamic to their favor and to their will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Eve felt a little hurt by that and decided to go along with Villanelle. I was kind of surprised by that. I didn't know how that would play out. I was surprised by Eve actually killing that guy too.
Killing the one,
the handler, the redheaded. Yeah. I don't know his name.
Well, she, you know, loves Villanelle, and there she is getting choked out, almost dead.
It was interesting how their little thing at the end played out in the ruins there.
Yeah.
As well, like, you know, it looks like this beautiful place, and they even kind of say as much, and they're about to ride off into the sunset together, you know?
Yeah.
And
then Eve has a change of heart.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those moments like, wait a minute, did we really think that we would be able to do this and get away with it and, you know,
come out
unscathed, I guess.
It's kind of a false cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Because you know that Villanelle's, she's not going to kill Eve.
I don't know if she...
No.
...feel if Eve is essentially breaking up with her, you know? If she feels possessive about her, which she kind of does, like, if I can't have her, then no one will, you know? And... I don't know. I think that maybe she kind of got bored of the cat and mouse thing with Eve.
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's the only true connection she's had in a long while.
Hmm.
Villanelle. I think Eve is kind of her muse. I think it's her... She probably thinks she's her soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she would shoot her.
I think, like, you know, they've been kind of wooing each other. And let's say it's like they had this great, glorious weekend getaway together. And then, you know, Monday morning rolls around and you're like, oh, well, you know, I got to get on a plane and go back to London, you know, like.
Right.
Bye.
But I think the way it's going to play out is Villanelle's going to, she says, I wasn't trying to kill you. If I wanted to kill you, I would have. But this is how much I love you. You're the only person I've let live.
The thing that struck me in that conversation too was the way that Eve said, then you don't really know me at all because you forced me, you wanted me to kill him with the axe.
And
if you really knew me and really loved me and really cared for me, you would know that that's not who I am, you know?
So or is it, interesting. Though? Or isn't it, though?
I don't think it is, because she was in shock after she stabbed Villanelle and struggled with kind of the trauma of that. And then wasn't she in shock here after she killed him with the axe? She was kind of like numb and barely listening to Villanelle's verbal commands, like, come on, we got to go, we got to go, we got to keep going, come on, where are you going? This way, you know?
I don't remember.
I think she kind of was. You know, if she were like Villanelle, she would be able to do that and almost relish it like Villanelle does. Like, oh, that was fun. You know, let's do it again. You know? Yeah. And I think that Eve was in shock, and I don't think she enjoyed killing that person.
No, I don't think she enjoyed it either. I think she felt bad. I think there's some shock there.
Yeah.
But then you get a glimpse of, well, maybe Eve's not going down the psychopath trail, because when she found out Villanelle had the gun and could have taken care of it, she was very pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah, like, why didn't you just do the killing? You're that person,
yeah,
you know?
That's like, you, that's not,
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, killing Eve.
Yeah. Is Eve dead?
No.
Nah,
no.
I don't think so either.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Man, unless they change the title of the show next season to Killed Eve.
So, let me ask you this. Carolyn was pulling the strings. They wanted them to kill Aaron.
Right.
At the end, when she handed Constantine the envelope of money, was that for the hit on Aaron? Was that to pay Villanelle for doing the job?
I don't know.
What was that? Something else starting?
I was thinking, I mean, that makes sense.
Okay.
I was thinking when I watched it that this is the information on your family. This is their address.
Oh, here's what she promised him?
Here's maybe a train ticket to go see him.
Oh, okay.
That's my guess. Because remember, he told Villanelle, like, I love you, but I love my family more.
Yeah. I think, like, sometimes for me, the, you know, that one week they're friends, the next week they're not, like, or they're in collaboration together on this mission, and then the next week they're not.
It's Caroline just, and Constantine?
Yeah, it's a little, like, back and forth, kind of confusing,
yeah,
sometimes.
I don't know what that relationship is exactly, other than, yeah, they might have had a fling back in the day,
yeah,
and, you know, through her years of spy work and his, and it's not that he's a spy, but, you know, kind of the same circles over the years.
Sure.
Paths cross.
Yeah.
They diddled a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
Well, I just mean, like, as far as, you know, he is Villanelle's handler. And essentially, this time she was kind of a contract employee for, yeah, MI6, you know?
Right.
And it's interesting because Carolyn is playing them like puppets. So is she kind of over everybody in this situation, in this whole show? You know what I mean? She's kind of the puppet master, if you will.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, then I don't understand, like, who is the 12? Like, that still hasn't,
yeah, that's
made
still,
sense to me.
That's still kind of like the, not red herring, like the kind of the question mark.
Okay.
You know, they're kind of like, I'll equate it to the Bourne Legacy, you know, Treadstone.
Yeah.
We heard it, yeah, about it throughout the first three, four movies.
Sure.
Or three movies. And then the third or fourth one, we finally meet the main guy who programmed Bourne. And
sure.
Got more info on Treadstone.
Sure,
or
sure.
Whatever the hell the operation that made him into a killer was.
Yeah.
That's what I equate the 12 to, is it's this ominous group that is, I don't know if they're controlling, pulling the strings of this or that, but they are powerful and they are not to be reckoned with. And, you know, that's kind of my thing, my take on it, dear lady.
Okay.
All right. What do you say? Anything?
They didn't.
Ooh. Go ahead.
Well, there was an open end thing that I assume will get addressed next season, and that was the dead teacher girlfriend and Nico.
I was gonna,
waking up.
Yeah, I wanted to hit on Nico a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that going to work out? I think that's, I mean, he literally got a firsthand taste of what Eve is dealing with and going through, either he's going to be very resentful and like, how dare you put me in this position? Or he's going to be, oh my God, Eve, I didn't realize it was as bad. I'm here for you. You know what I mean?
I think that he's kind of a underdog, not to be underestimated. And he kind of showed that when she came to visit him and he let her know, like, I'm pretty much not scared of you, you know? But now, I don't know, because now you see him kind of wake up and he looks pretty scared to me because she murdered his girlfriend. But
such a waste of big tits.
I know, right?
What was her name? Susan or Sally? What is it?
I don't know.
No.
All I saw was boobs.
I think he was tough, but I think things will change for him after he wakes up and sees what's her name dead.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a gruesome dead, you know. Yeah. She's got the bag over her head and
yeah.
You can see the like the panic look yeah. in her eyes, like sucking her last breath.
Yeah.
And I think that really, oh shit. Like anybody can, you know, push up somebody up against a wall in front of a crowd and say, listen, asshole.
Yeah.
You know, you have the safety of numbers around you, but when you're now in the thick of it and yeah. you see what that person can do.
Yeah.
And not only that, she could have done it to him.
Yeah. But she kept him alive for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's somebody to be careful of. I don't know. He's either going to run the hell away from Eve and this whole thing, or he's going to be like, I'm here for you, baby.
I don't know. I bet it'll complicate their little love triangle by him coming back and saying, I didn't know it was this bad. Like, get out. Get out. What are you doing? Get out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she'll be able to get out. I think she likes the work that she does.
Right. Or her getting shot by Villanelle.
Yeah.
Villanelle killing Nico's, we'll say friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'd actually stooped yet.
I don't know either.
At the very least, I think
that was an inappropriate relationship. I would not call that a friend.
At the very least, they were co-workers who were friends, and it looked like they were something was budding there.
My point
is, he saw her. So Villanelle shooting Eve, that probably puts a bad taste in her mouth with Villanelle. And then Nico seeing Eve kill his friend, possible lover, that might bring them together. They have a common enemy.
I don't know. Do you think Eve will turn on Villanelle since she shot her?
Maybe. And maybe because, when she finds out Villanelle, you know, put her husband, who theoretically she loves dearly,
mm-hmm.
In that position and subjected him to that, she might have a lesser taste in her mouth for Villanelle. But that's the thing is, like, we say all this, but the writing is so good that it's going to get complicated.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be so black and white.
Sure, sure.
That's the...
Can't wait to find out.
Good thing about the show Killing Eve. So there's the season/series finale episode of Married with Channels.
All right.
That being said, there will be... more TV shows we'll be covering here, hopefully over once a week.
Yeah.
Barring any lice or mountain lions storming into the house. Because that's actually a thing
flooding.
Around our neck of the woods.
Yeah, flooding is probably more likely.
Been a busy, tough couple weeks.
It has. It's crazy.
But chaos. we'll be back.
Hopefully.
Coming back for some more Married with Channels. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.